Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Again, Story Club members, I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most, and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This otherworldly tale, Story Club members, might make you not answer that knocking at the door. It's one I call the Hallway Closet. Shelley Ordway woke up in the middle of the night and listened. Her bedroom was cold and silent as the October moonlight shined through her second-story window. Yes, there it was again. There was definitely a knocking. Shelley had initially thought she was dreaming, but no way, that was knocking. She climbed out of bed and slipped into her favorite bunny slippers, which guarded against the cold of the hardwood flooring. This old house sure was drafty, and dark, and a little creepy. Her family had moved here only a few weeks ago. It was tough on Shelley, as she'd had to start a new school year at an entirely new school where she didn't know anyone. Wandering out in the hallway, Shelley listened again for the knocking. It was coming from downstairs. Maybe someone was at the front door. But how could that be? It was 3:00 in the morning. Shelley went to her parents' room to tell them someone was knocking. Her dad woke up, groggy and irritated, and told her to go back to sleep. It was only the wind that was probably knocking an old tree branch against the side of the house. Shelley listened. Yes, there was a wind blowing outside. She could hear that now. Maybe her dad was right, and that was what she was hearing. Unfortunately, she was now wide awake. Sometimes if she had a glass of milk before bed, it would help her to go to sleep. She decided to descend the stairs to get one. She didn't want to turn on all the lights in the house, so she grabbed the flashlight next to her bed, snapped it on, and headed downstairs. The autumn wind outside was really whipping up into a storm by now. Oh, the knocking again, but it really didn't sound like a branch hitting the side of the house. In fact, now that Shelley was downstairs, the knocking sounded like it was coming from inside the house. Inside the house? Maybe her little brother Michael had also come down for a snack and locked himself inside the food pantry? She went to the pantry, but the door was wide open. Only rows and rows of canned foods and bags of potato chips stared back at her. No, the knocking was coming from down the hall somewhere. Shelley followed the sound. It was the hallway closet. Michael must have been fooling around in there and accidentally shut himself in. The doorknob was a bit sticky because it was so old. It was an old cloak closet that was long and deep.
Her little brother loved to climb into tight spaces all the time.
"Michael, did you lock yourself in there?"
Shelley called out.
"Help!"
It was a muffled voice.
It really didn't sound like Michael.
It sounded more like a girl. A girl of around 11, Shelley's age. How had she gotten in there?
Shelley tried to open the closet door to help, but the handle wouldn't turn. Stupid door. She'd seen her dad use a butter knife to open the door before when it got stuck. So she went into the kitchen, grabbed one of the dull knives out of the silverware drawer, and returned to the closet. She shoved the dull end of the blade where the door fastened and worked the blade just like she'd seen her dad do. Finally, she managed to get the door open.
The closet didn't have a light, so Shelley shined her flashlight in there, expecting to find a girl her age. But nobody was there, only coats hanging up. But wait a minute. In the back of the closet, there should be a wall, a white wall. But there wasn't. Only blackness. Maybe there was a secret passage or something in this old house. With a deep, courageous breath, Shelley crawled into the closet, making sure the door was wide open behind her so she wouldn't accidentally lock herself in. The opening in the back of the closet wasn't a hole, but a door. A small door that she could easily fit through. And on the other side of it, she found that she didn't need her flashlight anymore. Shelley was in a garden. It was a beautiful garden, with a trickling fountain and all kinds of colorful flowers. But there was nobody around.
"Hello? Is there anybody here?"
She thought she saw a girl in the bushes who had blonde hair and wore a lavender dress. The girl ran to the opening and then quickly vanished.
"Hey, come back here!"
Shelley chased her. But when she came to the opening where she had crawled out, it was gone.
Shelley pounded on the stone wall from which there was once an opening that led to the back of the hallway closet.
"Hello? Let me out of here!"
"I'm sorry, girl, but I've been trapped in the garden for far too long, and I could only leave if I had someone trade me places."
"Wait, I don't understand. Why couldn't you leave?" Shelley asked. "Who wouldn't let you leave?"
"I can't speak their names, but they are the others. They live in the dimension on the other side of the hallway closet. I don't know how long I've been in here, but I remember the year was 1985 when I climbed into the closet."
Shelley gasped.
1985? It's 2023!
"Ugh, I've been gone for far too long. My family probably thought that I ran away or died by now. I need to find them."
"But wait, how did you not age? What did you eat? What's your name?"
"The others will explain it. I'm Alice, by the way. Goodbye, girl, and thank you for freeing me."
Shelley pounded frantically on the wall, but she knew it was no use. Alice was long gone. How long would she have to live in this garden? And who were the others?
Ugh. Poor Shelley Ordway. She was tricked by a weird girl from the past.
And it's sad, as Shelley didn't end up escaping from that closet for 27 years. And, like Alice, she had to find her family who had long given up on finding her. Did you know that there are a whole bunch of Go Kid Go shows?
Of course there's the R.L. Stein Story Club, and you're a member.
There's also Bobby Wonder, who's trying to protect Pflugerville from Mighty Mila. And Lucy Wow over in the Big Red Barn inventing all sorts of cool stuff with her mechanical pygmy goat Kapow. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find your way to new shows that you'll love. And come back tomorrow for another episode of Ivy's Chilling Tales, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go Kid Go!
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.